When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey friend, I hope you know this is Pat Boone and you and I are enjoying TV Confidential with my buddy Ed.
Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential radio talk show about television. I have said this before, I'll say it again. What I love most about doing this program is discovering things about our guests that I did not know before. That certainly holds for our next guest, Mr. Jim McCrell. If you're a game show fan, you know Jim as the host of Celebrity Sweepstakes, one of my favorite shows in the 1970s growing up. Many great shows produced by Ralph Andrews, and one of the first true audience participation games ever made for television. If you love classic TV, you know that Jim appeared as an actor on many of the top-rated shows, top-rated network shows in the 70s and 80s, including Dallas, Dynasty, Chips, Moonlighting, Heart to Heart, The Golden Girls, Taxi, Remington Steele, The A-Team, and The FBI. The FBI, I think, was one of Jim's first screen credits as an actor. We'll ask him about that as well. What you may not know, and I certainly didn't know this, is that Jim McCrell was mentored by the great Henry Mancini early in his career. He's also worked with such A-list directors as Woody Allen and Joe Dante, and had a friendship with George Carlin that dated back to Jim's early career as a top 40 disc jockey in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll touch on as many of these topics as we can as time allows. Jim McCrell is also an accomplished novelist, who is known for his ability to motivate and engage listeners and readers alike with his gripping ability to tell a story. His third novel was published earlier this year. We'll ask him about that as well. Jim McCrell, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hey, thank you so much. And that was quite an introduction. I appreciate it. I didn't realize I've been around a long time to have done all that.
Well, I get a hard time sometimes for the introduction, but I like to pack as much as I can
I must tell you, Ed, as I was listening to you go through the introduction, I must confess I had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my career. If I had to do it all over again, I can't think of anything I would do different. I was fortunate. I've been married to the same woman for over 60 some odd years, and she's upstairs right now. She's the love of my life. Mm-hmm. I have 4 children. They're all grown. They're all very successful. My baby is Kate, and she helps me in everything that I do. And when I say my baby, she's a grown-up lady and has a wonderful son. And my son, I have boy, girl. So I'm very proud of my son Joe and my son Jimmy and my daughter Lisa and I carry Kate around with me in lieu of a brain.
Well, learning what I have about you over the past couple of days, I believe being an actor was something you wanted to do very early in your life, but you seem to take the best. You seem to take the best approach to it. I mean, many of us, when we set a goal, sometimes we, sometimes we can get very tunnel vision in our thinking, and when things don't always move, we're not willing to zag when we want to zig.
Right.
But whether by design or not, or somehow in the back of the brain, you sort of there is an understanding that your career path, like life itself, can be very fluid, and you were often open to going with the flow wherever the flow took you.
Well, somebody asked me how I planned my career, and I said it was very simple. I did what was next.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities arose for me. I was very, using a trite word because everybody talks about it all the time, but it's very true. I was very blessed. I was very, very aided by some very good people who took me under their wing, so to speak. And I worked for some excellent people and with some excellent people. I grew up in radio. My dad, I made my radio debut at age 5. My dad had a program. We lived in Little Rock, Arkansas. And my dad had a program on the CBS affiliate. It was KLRA radio. And I would go to the radio station with him. And at 5 years old, he put me on a stool up near the microphone, and I warbled out, "You Are My Sunshine," and that was my debut. But because of his involvement in radio, it was very easy. He was the general manager of a radio station in New Orleans, WJMR, and so I cut my teeth there at 13, 14, as what they called the junior announcer.
Mm-hmm.
There was a radio station near where we grew up, and we grew up in Mandeville, Louisiana. And there was a radio station near there that I worked at age around 16 or so. And the radio station was out on the highway between Covington, Louisiana and Mandeville. And next to the radio station was this beautiful ranch or farm, big house and everything. And it was the home of Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
Oh, please, and no squeeze of the bananas.
Yeah. And I had intestinal fortitude and picked up the phone and called Keeley. She had a big hit at the time called I Wish You Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I called, and she walked over from the house over to the radio station, and I interviewed her. And what made it very much fun was years and years and years later, at a very famous watering hole in Hollywood that all of the music business and show business people hung out in, called Martoni's, I saw Keeley, and we reminisced. And I found out I was 16 when I interviewed her. She was 18.
Wow.
Yeah. She was the child bride of Louis Prima.
Yeah.
And I worked in radio, and the reason I worked in radio is because that was the family business.
Mm-hmm.
And that progressed. When I was working there in Covington, Louisiana, my fun thing was to listen to a big station in New Orleans, WNOE, and I listened, and they had top, it was one of the first top 40 stations I ever listened to, and what made it even more fun is eventually I ended up working there at WNOE, and when I was at KXOL, what a station that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was run by a man named Earl Fletcher. And it was in Fort Worth. And it was one of the, Earl Fletcher and Gordon McClendon and Dave Morris pretty much invented top 40 radio at a meeting in Dallas because they were trying to learn to compete with their independent stations against the network affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
And those three men, plus at the same time Todd Storrs up in Nebraska, came up with the idea of, if there is the top 40 popular songs, let's just play those.
Mm-hmm.
And then do news that involves the local community. And that's how Top 40 Radio was born.
You mentioned your dad put you on the air on the station that he was the GM of. So, okay, it helped to know the GM. It helped that he was your dad. But I dare say, Jim, he would not have kept you on if you were not good.
Well, I appreciate that. But I had good training, and I have always really loved this, something so magical and so marvelous about being able to sit there and listen to music and play it and talk about it and do kind of, Ed, what we're doing right now, carrying on conversation.
Very much so. We're having a conversation with Jim McCrell. Jim McCrell, game show legend, working actor, successful novelist. Jim began his career in radio. This is a full circle moment. He also hosts a podcast called Last Call with Jim McCrell, where Jim talks to successful people from all walks of life. You can listen to Last Call with Jim McCrell wherever you find podcasts. You can follow Jim on Instagram, Facebook, or jmccrell.com. And I learned this because when I first learned who you were, through celebrity sweepstakes and some of your TV appearances like Dallas, you spelled your name McCrell, but it's actually Mack.
That's correct. That's correct. And the reason I did change it for a while is, and it's peculiar to this part, I live in Texas now, but so many people in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas, when they saw our name spelled McCrell, and they still to this good day say mackerel.
Yeah.
And I go, no. So I changed it to MC, trying to get people to say McCrell, and that didn't work, and I went back because they, you know, hi, Mr. Michael, how you doing? So it's. That's the reason I did that.
It's Jim McCrell or J. Mackrell, McCrell, jmackrell.com. You can follow Jim. You can follow his podcast. You can learn about his novels and whatever else he is up to.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Harry Shearer, and you are listening to TV Confidential, a radio show about television.
You just you just touched on something I wanted to ask you about the intimacy of radio. It is a form where, you know, whether you're listening to the radio and you're the voice in between, you know, the songs that are playing, it creates an immediacy or connection, or in the case of what we're doing right now, having a conversation, listening. If the host does his or her job well, you're going to feel like the guest is talking to you while you're riding along in your car or sitting in your office.
You know, Ed, as you mentioned, a thought popped in my mind,
mm-hmm.
Because you were very eloquent in things. Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There is among religious people, Christian, Jewish, Hindus, whatever, that man was created in God's image. And we have always assumed that that meant a physical image.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think it has to do with is the ability to communicate. I think we have the ability to communicate one with the other, and that's a very God-given talent. And one of the things that we don't do very well in communication is that we don't listen. We hear, but we don't listen. One of the great things about radio came from the greatest sportscaster of them all, Ben Scully.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as he was brought, and I don't know if you know this or not, but Ben Scully, of all of the broadcasters of baseball, you know, Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
there were always a team. Would be Jim and Ed, Frank and R, you know, except Ben Scully was on by himself.
Exactly. Up until the very, very end. I'm a transplant, like many people in Los Angeles. I came from the San Francisco Bay Area. So we did a three-part tribute to Scully a couple of years ago. And I said this on the air, I'll say this to you. The great thing about Scully is that obviously Southern California had a very personal connection with him because he was the voice of the Dodgers for so many years. But because he did national broadcasts for CBS, all different sort of things, his audience is far greater than most people.
Than just LA, yeah.
Yeah, and so even when I moved down here about 15 years ago, even though I don't root for the Dodgers, I follow the Dodgers because I enjoyed listening to Ben Scully so much. And
he was the best.
And it always amazed me that, I mean, okay, he may have had somebody behind the scenes with the binoculars saying, you know, oh, he's down the left field line.
But the broadcast was one-on-one.
Absolutely.
And Ben said that in his mind, he was talking to a little old lady in Pasadena,
mm-hmm.
who was in the bathtub listening to the Dodgers game.
Mm-hmm.
And if he bored her, she would reach over for the radio, drop it in the bathtub, and die. So that was his analogy. But it was very true. That one-on-one situation, some of the broadcasters here in Houston that broadcast the Astros, they get so wrapped up talking to each other that they totally leave me, the listener, out.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in Chicago, and then you go, please, talk to me about what Alex Bergman's doing right now in third base.
Yes.
Tell me the game. And that's what, it's the theater of the mind that is so prevalent. And good broadcasters, really good broadcasters, across the scope of news, of drama, they talk one-on-one with the audience.
And
Harvey.
Yes, you can see the influence of Scully in the current broadcasting team for the Dodgers. Not only do they have, not that they're copying his cadence or style, but the respect for the listeners is still there. And the way they tell stories and let the listeners in on insight that nobody else knows.
I mean,
Rick Mundy is particularly good at that. I mean, I always...
Well,
I,
Rick, Rick is, I know Rick Monday, mm-hmm. and played golf with him before. He is a, it takes a certain type of person. Rick was interested in other people when he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
He was very articulate, but he always, you know, he always was interested in the person he was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And what that person had to say. I learned it when I was here in Houston. I was asked to go do something for the United Way and to fill in as an MC. And when I went, I had to sit at this table to have dinner. It was a big event there at the George R. Brown. And I was seated by a man I didn't know who it was. And he was just wonderful and carried on a conversation and made me feel so good. And when we finished, I turned to someone and I said, that gentleman I was sitting next to was so interesting. And he said, yes, that's the editor of the Houston Chronicle. And what I realized, what made him so interesting, he talked about me. He interviewed me mm-hmm. quietly and seemed so interested in what I had to say.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful ability in conversation.
Yes, and I have been told by people who knew Scully that he was masterful of that. I mean, when he gave an interview with you, or if he met you for whatever reason, and he would, and if your paths crossed 5 years later, he made a point. Yeah, he wouldn't remember.
Yep.
And make you feel like you're the most important person in the world.
Yeah.
Jim McCrell is with us on the line. Jim McCrell, game show legend, working actor, radio host, and master of the art of conversation. Take a quick time out. We'll talk some more, Jim. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TVConfidential, x.com/TVConfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.